Please let's sing this hymn for the message this morning. The great physician now is near. We may pass on, but let's start with this. Somebody can start it for us, please.
Sympathizing
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, praise team. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you all. Lord, we thank you for you are the great physician. The sympathizing Jesus. We thank you for you are the great healer, the Jehovah Rapha we believe in. Now bless your word this morning and let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. That Father, even as we seek, is there any ailment in this house, in our body, in our soul, in our spirit? Let the healing power of the Lord emerge to heal in Jesus' mighty name. That we might be made whole indeed. So if the Son of Man makes you whole, you are whole indeed. Thank you, Father, for what you have done on the cross for each and every one of us. We receive it this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let us quickly continue with our message. The series, we call it I Am That I Am. It's based on what some call the redemptive names of God. And we have done part one, part two, part three. I believe we are now in part four. Jehovah Nissi, we did that. Jehovah Jireh, we did that. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, we did that. And we're going to talk about Jehovah Rapha. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord our healer. Amen. Let's quickly read from Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 to say the foundation for the message. The title is I Am That I Am, Jehovah Rapha. I Am That I Am, Jehovah Rapha. And it says, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Amen. Let's go quickly to Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. That's what we use for each one of these series. For I am the Lord. I do what? I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And later on, we are going to read the verse for today, after we summarize the whole thing. But I want to say up front that there are certain things I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't know how to answer such question, like the discussion we had this morning. If you ask me sincerely, I will tell you the limit I know. But I fully may not understand it. But I have experienced certain things, and those things make me to have assurance. Based on my own experience, God still heals today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That word, Jehovah, Rapha, is true. I experienced it in my own life. It can only be God who did it. Because I sought help everywhere. I tried everything. And one day I stood up to minister. And I said, Lord, before I finish ministering on this situation today, let it be the last time I experience this situation. And God did it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I still remember where I was standing. Standing in Bro Peter's house, I remember practically the cushions were black in color and stuff, everything that day. I know that I couldn't have done it when Pastor Yato, we haven't started this church then, asked me to go and lead. And I was in such agony from an accident I had years ago. Doctors have said there's no healing. There's nothing we can do about it. You can't do surgery on this. The ligament is torn, this and that and that. When it comes, I'm in pain. So God gave me healing that night, and I've never experienced that again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It can only be God. So, and I can give you other testimonies. And today, as I'm standing here, I'm believing God for sending things for healing, for myself, for my family, for others. I will believe him because he's able to heal. I want you to come to this message with that understanding. Amen? And let me say here, I am not one of those preachers that say don't go to doctors. I'm not one of those that will say don't seek medical practitioners or medical people, as long as it's based on science. Licensed. I'm not going to ask anybody to go to voodoo doctors or to wizard and peeps and mortars or to spirit of divination. A Christian should never do that. But if you feel that you need medical attention for your health, if God leads you in that direction, in fact, I encourage people to also do checkups. I believe God gave them this wisdom. God gave these science people such wisdom, and they are using it for good of mankind. It doesn't stop you from believing God. You can never take away from God's glory. None or whatever can take away from the glory that belongs to God. So if you go there, it doesn't take away. But if you want to believe God and start by faith, also great. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to get that out because of some of the things we hear and some of the things we see. If God leads you in that direction, I can point to the scriptures. If you want to meet with me on that, I can discuss it with you. God can still heal through that. I remember one of the things I saw one day, it was such great, this thing, was doing my clinicals. And this cardiologist was trying to save the life of a man, stroke. And they were doing this thing stuff, putting thread or whatever through the veins and, you know. And it was in this big screen. And we can see every part of this guy's heart, the veins that are collapsed, they were colored gray. And this thing took a very long time, process 1 inch at a time, keep going, going. And when they got to where the blockage is, puncture a hole through it, and suddenly the whole vein turns blue. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blood came into it. Life came into it. So I'm saying this, if God leads you in that direction, seek help. But God does heal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, and I want to preach today about this Jehovah Rapha. And being that this is something that most of us knows or believes on, healing, that God still heals. I am the Lord that healed thee. I want to say that it will be more of a teaching, if time permits, because we started a little late. If not, we hurried up. I'm not going to do part two on this, any of this series. But this started from Egypt, where that name is derived. He went all the way through the Red Sea to the bitter waters of Marah, and then finally, where they had a place of rest at Elim. When Egypt, Pharaoh, has under God's pressure, mighty arm of God has led the children of Israel depart from the land. They come immediately together, his ministers and military men come and say, no, I think we made a mistake here. Why would we let them go? Who is going to cultivate our land? Who is going to build our this? Who is going to take care of us? For 400 years, they've been captive, slaves here. And suddenly we allow them, 1 million people, to go from our system. So they say, well, Let's go bring them back. So they immediately galvanized their military machine, the superpowers of the world, and took after the children of Israel. At that point, they were facing obstacles. They were facing the Red Sea, so they couldn't go forward. And when they turned behind, there's the Egyptian bearing down on them. The dust of their chariots, of their horses, can be seen from miles and miles away. So God asked Moses, "What is in your hand?" He said, "Well, just a staff." He says, "Strike that sea," and he struck it and parted it through the power of God. And the children and the ransomed of the Lord went through dry land. But Pharaoh and his armies were behind, and God put a pillar of cloud and fire in day and night, scorching Shekinah glory, to form a barrier between the children of God and Egypt. And I declare that in Jesus' mighty name, so shall God form a barrier between you and the enemies of your life in any form or manner, in Jesus' name. There's a barrier. There is a thing that God have around his children. Do not break the hedge, so that serpent will not bite. So they went through, and after, Pharaoh said, "Well, they passed. Let us also pass through this water and kill them." But when they went in there, the Lord caused them to have problems with the whales and their chariots, and they struggled and said, "Well, we need to turn back," but they couldn't even turn back. And he said the water swept over them. And the word of testimony is that the Egyptians you see today, you will not see them again tomorrow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that shall be your portion also in the mighty name of Jesus. The oppressor, the enemy, the whatever it is that is you are going through, it is just for a time. We believe so. Everything we do is by faith. The things you see today, you will not see them tomorrow in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, going back to the teaching of healing, he says that Jesus Christ was anointed by God with Holy Ghost and power. And he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the enemy. But let's quickly read first from Exodus chapter 15, verse 23 to 26, please. Exodus 15. 23 to 26. Exodus 15. So, when they got through this Red Sea, they were on a journey for 3 whole days. They continued to journey without water, without anything to drink. Their animals, about children, all of that, they were going, there's no, in the midst of desert, there was no water. So 3 days to a place they called Marah, they started to grumble. But before they grumble, if you see the testimony of Miriam, the testimony of everybody that was there, immediately Egypt was wiped away and the oppressor vanished. They said they went into a testimony. They went into a song. They broke out the tambourine and was praising God, rejoicing for God's deliverance, for the things that God has done. But immediately after that, challenges come, and that is how it is in life at times. 3 days into this, no water, they started to grumble. I advise us in whatever we are going through, try your best to walk with God and understand. And know that there are good and bad times. There are times for victory, there are times that it looks like there's no victory. But God is always there for his children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so they grumbled, and when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Can you imagine going 3 days without water or enough water? And suddenly you got the news that there is water over there. And everybody was rushing. The cattle were rushing. The animals were rushing. Everybody's going to the tent of water. But suddenly when they got there, they tried to drink and found out what this water was bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" I don't think it's just the murmur, it's just that what shall we drink is the problem. But it's the way they presented it. It seems like in the time of trial, at times we forget the goodness of God. 3 days behind you guys, we are praising God, we are praising God. 3 days behind, we are shouting hallelujah. 3 days behind, we are talking of the greatness of God, having seen oppressor wiped out in a moment by power of God who divided the Red Sea. And suddenly this thing happened and they murmured. That's a way to present him without angering God. That's a way to ask petition without making an offense out of it. And then Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Normally, tree doesn't heal anything. But I want to point out, this is the typical of the cross. It's the cross that turns the bitter things of this life into sweetness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is the work of the cross that makes things to be different, that purifies the things that is destroyed, that is stagnant, that is not palatable. It is God's grace that makes it to work for me and for you. And he said, he showed him a tree and said, which he had cast into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. Amen. There he made to them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. 26. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his eyes, sight, and will give ear to him his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that does what? Healeth thee. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That word say, for I am the Lord that healeth thee, in Hebrew language, is Jehovah Rapha. That is where the name Jehovah Rapha was derived from. The circumstances with this is that they are facing a dire situation, like me and you and many of us are facing certain cases in life. And there was only one thing that could be done, God, to bring a healing to our situation. What's that healing? He took the bitter waters and make it clean. How did he do it? He did it through the cross. A stick or a tree or whatever symbolizes the purification power that God has in the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. Wherein we may face things that is bitter, wherein we may face things that is hard, wherein we may face things that is of distress to us, but when that cross is applied, there is solution, there is life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So we go back to the teaching that Jesus Christ is the one that heals. The Bible said that he went about doing good, healing all that were afflicted of the enemy. I want to make a statement that God does not give sickness. There is no sickness in heaven where we are going. That is why he promised when we get there, there will be no more crying, no more pain, no more death, no more bitterness of life. All these things are wiped away because all things are made new. So it is the enemy that allows, that brings these evil sicknesses and problems. But also our actions can create problems for us. The sin of Egypt was disobedience, one, and idolatry. God did all these powerful things in Egypt for them to turn around and still pursue them. God did this and they say, well, tomorrow they change their mind. Next tomorrow they change until 10 plagues has passed over Israel, over Egypt. The last one meaning their own children have to die for them to come to their senses. And even after they come to their senses, next day they were changing their mind again. They weren't thinking and said, see the power, the mighty power of God, what he has done. And they decided to chase Israel again because God hardened their heart. Our heart should not be hardened. There are certain things we harden our heart in doing over and over, and that can create problems for us. We come into that. There are certain things we keep doing and keep not being able to give it back to the Lord or put it in the hands of the Lord, and that can bring certain spirit open doors that can happen to us in terms of sickness and stuff. I want to say also that sickness is not always because of what? At times, age. When we are aging in life, there may be certain sickness that happens. But God also made it clear that there is divine healing with God. There is divine health with God. Was it Caleb that lived to be 20 years, 120 years? And they say his eyes was not dim, neither was his strength weakened. So we can believe God for these things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are certain things that is hereditary. That's something you genetically transferred from people to parents or to you or whatever. Those things could be there. But the point I'm trying to make is that whatever sickness or whatever it is, it's not necessarily also that God put it there. The enemy is behind it. Whichever one God does heal, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now, the process of healing can be spontaneous or it could be delayed. We are going to touch that briefly. But before we go, let us point to three facts about healing. Genesis chapter 20, verse 17. Genesis 20, verse 17, please. We want to read a point and make point of each one of these. One, this is the issue of Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they were able to bear children again. This is where Abraham blunted the truth to some extent. And Abimelech fell into sin that he didn't plan to do. But God, being merciful, went and warned him in the night. In the night dream one day, I say, you're a dead man. Say, what did I do? Say, you took a man's wife. I didn't. You did. Who? Abraham. He's a prophet of God. But he told me it was his sister. Well, Abraham explained. Yeah, actually, Sarah was my sister, for sure. Because we have the same father, but not the same mother. But what I want to point out here is that Abimelech's sin, or the mistake he made, God was able to recover it. And what happened is that now we can see that people can pray for people and get healing. And Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservant, and they bare children. So before this time, because he took somebody's wife, though God stayed him, created some sickness or whatever in his body, he wasn't able to consummate the marriage. There was a situation that was going on, and so God now brought it back. His family, he couldn't prosper. There was need for healing for his family to be recovered. And Abraham, who he sinned against, intentionally or not, was the one that came and prayed for him, and God healed him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So in the process of healing, people can lay hand on you, and if you believe God and they believe God with you, you can be healed. Using this as an example, Abraham prayed, and God answered his prayer and healed his king and his children and his family, and his wives. And since he has, they turn back to become productive again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Again, there's a woman in the Bible. I'm bringing this only three. There are so many of them that Jesus, that's in the Bible, the issue of healing. But these three, I have a reason for bringing three of them. Two is this woman who has an issue of blood. This woman has an issue of blood for years. 12 years, and has spent all her money with doctors. At a point, he has nothing else to give. But one day, she believed God by faith and went and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ. And he said, immediately, the blood was touched and she was made whole again. Amen? Now, that shows that we can also touch God by faith. You don't have to wait for a pastor or a minister or an individual to be healed. We can also touch God by faith. She doesn't even have to touch that garment. She can just believe, and God will still do his miracle. Amen? So, but it's okay. You see, at times you are anointed with oil as a symbol of transferring of that God's grace and power upon your life. Some people took handkerchief from the body of our brother Saul, Paul, and went about healing people that were afflicted in other places, hundreds of miles away from there. They did that. So God can do that also. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's also a case, I'm going to skip reading some of the scriptures here because of time. We started a little late. There's a case that Elisha, a man who did not plan or pray for healing, a man who is already dead, the people that were going to go bury him saw marauders, that is, people who were coming to kill and destroy and, you know, steal. And they were coming, and the people who were going to bury him said, well, we can't do this now, or our life will be forecast, lost. So they throw him into the tomb of Elijah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. They throw him into the tomb of Elijah, and this man, when his body touched the bones of Elijah, not Elijah, please, what happened? He said he became alive again. Now, there are three examples I brought out to us where you are prayed for, where you can reach God by faith, without invitation, without anybody touching you, you using your faith and believing God in your bedroom, believing God in your house, believing God in the church, and touch God by faith, like that woman did, and you'll be healed. Now, there is this case, why God did it, I don't really know. There was a promise that God gave to Elisha. When Elijah was taken away, Elisha said, I want a double of your spirit. Maybe he has performed certain number and he didn't meet up with that, and God to put his word, I think it was Elijah did 16 miracles, so maybe Elisha was supposed to do 32. And he did 31 and died. And so when the body of this man touched his, for God's word not to fall to the ground, the man came alive. But notice what the point I'm trying to make, the man didn't pray for healing. He's dead. The people that was going to bury him has no clue that there's anything that will bring him back to life. They're already giving up. But there might be somebody, maybe a brother, maybe a sister, maybe a children, maybe somebody there who has been crying unto God, unknown. And God preserved the miracle that when the body of this dead man touches him, you are going to be alive again. And that happened. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And so this man jumped up and is alive. The process of healing can be spontaneous or it can be delayed. I say this is going to be more like a teaching because all of us believe in healing. Spontaneous meaning that there's time that, you know, like when that man was, Lazarus was dead, Christ called him and immediately he came out of the grave alive and healed. That's spontaneous. But there are times that your healing process can be delayed. It can take a process of time. It doesn't mean that God has not done this work or haven't started. It means that there are just a process he allows for whatever reason. There were 10 lepers that came to him and said, Lord, can we see? Can you help us to be cleansed? And Jesus Christ prayed for them and said, go show yourself to the priest. In those days, priests are like doctors. For you to be declared healed of leprosy, according to Judaistic law, you have to approach the priest and say, okay, clean, look at me. I've been treated. Am I okay now? They take the scalp, they go through the process and declare the person, no, you are not okay, or you are healed. So you can mix with the people again, or you are bound from mixing with the people due to this sickness, because it's contagious. So now I say, go to the priest and show yourself for them to decide if you are healed. The people, 10 of them were not healed. They were going. Was it a day journey? We don't know. Is it hours of journey? We don't know. But they were not immediately healed. But once
On the way, they were going by faith as they were progressive going, oh, well, the leprosy is still there, but I'm going to go show myself to the priest because the master has said so. He said they were healed on the way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when God has started the process of healing in your body and you have not seen the full manifestation of it, know that God can still fulfill it. Amen. But you have to continue believing in the word of the promise. Amen. I use another example. I will skip some of them I have here. Another one is the man that God Christ prayed for. This man was blind, and Jesus Christ did what he did, put stuff in his eyes and say, no, go wash it and be seen. And he went and did. And then he came back. Have you seen now? Say, yeah, I am seeing. What do you see? Say, I see men like trees. That is not normal. Christ already prayed. The process of healing has started. And then Jesus Christ took him aside and lay hand on him the second time. And say, what do you see now? I see men like the normal men. The proportion, everything was not correct. What am I saying? Do not allow the evidence you are still seeing, once you are taking the prescription of heaven or the one that doctor has given, continue believing God, because God will complete that work in the name of Jesus. Amen. As long as you keep believing, there's a process to healing. And there are some spontaneous. Some of us are prayed, and then you are prayed, and you go back and you start not being happy. You feel depressed more. You feel, oh, there's no answer to this prayer. I didn't see the pain go. I didn't see that thing that time. The physical evidence of it is still there. So you go back and you start not walking by faith again. God said, walk by faith. Like those priests keep, those lepers keep going, and before they go to the priest, they have their answer. So there is a process of healing, both spontaneous and some are delayed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Now I want to say, be careful of open doors. Open doors that bring sickness to the life of people. They are the physical part, they are the spiritual part. The open doors that in the physical could be gluttony. People that eat and become obese. It creates sicknesses. There are people that drinks and drink in excess, drunkards. Some of them, they tank their liver. There are people that sexual immorality and stuff, and they contract STI. These are sicknesses. There are people that do some of this stuff, and then it comes to haunt them because that's not God's way. A Christian should be able to eat well. Christians should be able to also take time to fast. Take care of this temple. It's God's gift to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Exercise. Then we know it's true. Sedentary lifestyle is not good for anybody. I know that in this country where we have so much food everywhere, in the office there's food, in the house there's food, in the church there's food, everywhere there, it is hard. All of us are fighting the battle of the bulge, as the saying goes. But keep fighting and don't give up. It goes on to build good health. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So obesity is not good. If we find ourselves in that, take the measures to make sure that this is corrected, so that you can live a full life, a healthy life. Amen? Sexual misconduct, that is another reason righteousness have a reward of himself. When you are living according to God's word, you are not going to be running around with somebody that's not your wife. You keep your body for your wife, and wife keep your body for you. So there's no mixing, there's no running around, there's no this thing that will allow sickness, HIV, or whatever is there, if different one of them, to come into the system. And young men and young women, you keep your body for God's glory, by God's mercy, unto the appointed day that God has given you your own wife or your own husband. Amen? Because going outside that can also create sicknesses. That is why we say, be careful of those things that open doors for sicknesses. Gluttony, drunkenness, sexual promiscuity, obesity, and all these things, they can be problematic. Also, avoid the environment of fear. It can induce sickness into people's life. Environment of fear is today we have a lot of charlatans preaching the gospel. I've experienced some myself, I've been around some myself, where they start to everywhere, they preach of demons every second, they talk of demons of sickness, they talk of your enemy that's out to kill you, they talk of shadows in every corner, they put fear into you. These are ungodly characters, and many of us goes to them, you get into their prayer line, you get into your prayer line, you started listening to them, every day they are casting out demons. Every day they are casting out your enemies. The enemies that bind you, enemies that will not allow you to progress. These things start to build in you. Enemy that is coming again, Somebody called me 2 days ago, he has a number for me. Somebody, I said, I don't want it. Say, why? Because I know him. Say, what do you have again? I said, I don't have anything. I don't have anything to say, but I don't want nothing about this. Because some of them are using fear to open doors. And fear has opened doors for sickness. If nothing else, it brings stress, high blood pressure. When you keep hearing things that does not promote or glorify God, all you hear day and night and you are listening to them is negativity. It's things that is not God, things that is not uplifting. They're preaching, bringing fear into you until you have become subjected to them. They also use the power of the power they project in some cases is that they take control of your soul before you know it. I have a man that was referred to me one time. The man was doing evil to members of my family. And I said, enough is enough to the people that is affected. You guys should not go to this place again. So they decided for the man to talk to me himself to convince me that he is working in the gospel way. His actions already showed me through the scripture that this cannot be God. But I choose to listen to him. And these people have ungodly wisdom. They have ungodly ideas how they can bind your soul, how they can bind your spirit, how they can bind you with fear by projecting your enemies, projecting people who are out to destroy you. You're projecting that this is the reason why you have to come to them for deliverance. But they themselves are enemies. Worse enemies than the people they are pointing to or things they are pointing to, because they will bind you with fear. So that you live your day, every day, being afraid of what my enemies will do. But you forget the word of God, the promises of the word of God say, the Lord God who is your keeper, your shield, your hiding place. He said there is nothing anybody can do against you without God's permission or knowledge. So these people project this in, they bring the power of suggestion unto you. Power of suggestion is like a man that got ready to go to work, was so happy, I'm using it as an example. But it goes deeper than this. Some of his friends at work decided that we are going to make fun of him, treat him, this man of faith, with something today. So immediately he got to work, the first person that greeted said, hey Joe, how are you? You don't look good today. What is going on with you? Are you feeling okay? Say, yeah, I'm okay, I'm feeling good. No problem. Okay. He got back to where they got coffee. Another person that said, you look feverish. What is going on with you? Are you sure you're okay? You look, somebody has said the same thing, but I feel great. I don't have anything. Few minutes after that, another person came by and said, have you done your checkup or seen doctors recently? It looks like something is definitely wrong with you today. To cut long story short, 2-3 hours later on, he felt so sick that he started going home and logged out for the day. Sick. He wasn't sick anything. It was his mind. It's the game the enemy plays at times. These people use power of suggestion to bind people. And it is terrible because they try to do it in the name of the Lord. I was with some Christians one time and we were praying. I came back all the way from this country to my country. And getting there, everybody gathered. Christians, wonderful believers. Our brother, the Lord is well. They spent like 3-4 hours praying. I've never seen at a point I say, Lord, keep listening to them. I'm going to go to sleep. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They prayed and prayed and prayed. You wake up, they are still praying. Okay. In the morning, somebody packaged juju, native doctor kind of stuff, and put right in front of my, not in front, inside my house. Somebody woke me up and said, ah, brother, there's something out there. I said, what is it? Say, juju. Now, and if you see, that's not the point for me. The point is that and many of these people were the one that was shouting and wouldn't allow me to sleep in the night and was crying and questing and binding and hollering about what God can do and what God cannot do and stuff. And suddenly they saw this thing. They practically have heart attack. I say because of the egg, yes, and because of the things about that. I tried to make a joke of it. I say, well, go boil it for me. Let me use it for breakfast. They say, you are not, this is not joke, oh. This is not joke. This is. I say, what? Are you not the one that is crying and making noise all night and praying and disturbing me in my sleep? Every one of you. And suddenly you see this and you panic. Where is the God whom you serve? If you truly serve the Lord, is there any incantation against Jacob, against me, against my family? I don't accept it. To me, it is null and void. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But we listen to this power of suggestions, and before you know it, many of us have fallen victims and become sick in our mind. Let us quickly read Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Please hurry up because we... Okay, but unto you that fear my name, amen, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Unto you that fear the name of the Lord. When you are faced with some of this situation, remember whom you fear, remember whom you trust, remember who you rely on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God does not only heal physical, he only heals emotional, he only heals spiritual. And even material healing, like the case of Abimelech. Let us quickly look at emotional healing. Psalm 147 verse 3. Psalm 147 verse 3. And Jeremiah 31 3. Let's 147 3 first. And he healed the broken hearts and binded up their wounds. Now, Jeremiah 31 verse 3, please. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. The Lord appeared, Jeremiah chapter 31, is that seriously? Okay. He said, the Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee unto me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, and I said that God also healed this kind of sickness. Emotional. You know, some of us have gone through so much hard things in life. Some of us have seen so many things that is causing our soul. The Bible starts to talk about it in Jeremiah. It's oppressed spirit in Proverbs. It says that sickness, man's spirit can contend with it. But it says, who can heal a broken spirit, a crushed spirit? There are circumstances at times we face in life. Loss that is so great that it just take everything from us. It could be loss of a loved one or people that is so close to you. There are circumstances of injustice that is being done that is so inhumane to you that it just crushed you. There are people that have invested in things you read or you see or you hear, And suddenly, maybe a relationship. They put in everything they have into it. And suddenly one of partner just decide it's time to leave. What is the reason? I put everything so it crushed the spirit. There are people that, you know, in the place you work, they make your life so miserable that spirit is just down. Yes, at times we feel left out in life. And you are not alone in that. Left out because others seem to be doing this or getting this or getting there. And where is my portion, oh Lord? You cry out. I want you to know, no matter what level you find yourself, that Jesus Christ is still the balm of Gilead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He can still heal even broken hearts. There are times that it seems that nobody can plead your case. At times, it's not that it seems, it is actually a fact. There is no balm, there is no healing to bind the wound, as Jeremiah said in 30 verse 2. And also, in case the healing medicines are not even effective. In other words, this is a spiritual thing. Only God can deliver it. When our soul is in that level and is so depressed and so fraught and you are so down and out, it is time to go back to the root. It is only Jesus Christ can bring healing. That stick, that tree that is thrown into the bitter waters of Mara and it turned into sweetness, it is only him that can heal. One guy that was going through this, he tried everything he could know. He started reading the Psalms every day. He started praising the Lord every day. Even when your mouth cannot open to praise God, you started saying, thank you, Lord, remembering, thanking him for the things he has done. Depressive spirit can be a torment. Anybody who has been through that in any situation, it can be really, really hard. It can take the soul and the spirit out of one's body. But he said, there is a balm in Gilead. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The great physician, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks, even the dropping heart to cheer. We say, oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Amen. And lastly, the spiritual healing. Our land needs healing. Our country needs healing. Our church needs healing today. And only God can do that. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Return ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. There are some due to situation or whatever has backslidden, have gone back from the Lord. And you say, like the man said to me, is there any path for me back again? I say, yeah. You are still alive. You are still breathing. There is path. God says, with an everlasting love have I loved thee. Let's go to Jeremiah 31 verse 3. Sorry. Jeremiah 3:22. We read that. Jeremiah 30 verse 13. We can read that quickly. Jeremiah 30. In this case, he said there's no one to plead the case that you may be bound up and no healing medicine. And as we stated before, it's only God that can return you back to himself. Because he says, with an everlasting love have I loved you. And God will not turn back a backsliding person that comes back to Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Brethren, I want to point out to us that the land we live in now needs healing. The country where we live needs healing. The churches need healing. The thing that is going on is it can take people back from the Lord. And people are getting discouraged with what they see even in the churches. It is our duty as Christians to pray for the healing of the nation. That healing water of the Lord will come back and heal the land. Bitterness every angle. In the politics, the left and the right are one another. In the family, the enemy has brought those war even to the family. in the church, you cannot open the place to see without somebody attacking the other person. It shows that we need healing of God. And the good news is that Jesus Christ is able to heal. He can heal both the physical, he can heal both the spiritual, he can heal also the material, he can heal every aspect of our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. As we stand on our feet, how does God do it? Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. How does God do it? Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgression. Let's stand on our feet, everybody, as we pray. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Let's go to verse 6, please. All we, like sheep, has gone astray. We have turned everyone unto his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. How did God bring spiritual healing to us? How did God bring physical healing to us? How did Christ bring emotional healing to us? How did he even bring material healing to us? It is through the sacrifice of the cross. For he said, by his stripes we are healed. Amen? We are healed because God has paid the price. He is that tree that was cast into the bitter waters, and he made it sweet. Whether you are going through physical and believing God, please stand holding onto God's word. Whether it is emotional and you feel cast and rejected and turned over, and there is no seems to be help, nobody to plead your cause, nothing to help you out, please hold on to that. Whether you are in a situation with your family, with your parents, with your husband, with your wife, with whatever, and it seems the wall, the rug under you is being pulled right out of your feet. Your world seems to be crashing down before your very eyes. It is only Christ that will bring healing to the emotional level. That physical sickness can be tendered to, for such thing is God. And it starts by you being able to forgive and to put it in the hands of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For by his stripes we are healed. My prayer for us and each one of us today is that God will hear us and heal the land. Heal our body. Heal our church. Heal us on the physical and the spiritual and the emotional levels. Like we have seen here that he's able to do in the Bible. Let him manifest and do the same thing for us this day in Jesus' mighty name. I know there are many people who are going through time of trials, physical ailment. Do not give up. As I said before, there are many things I can question and ask. But I know that God heals. One of the things you have to do is not to fall into the trap of Egypt, the sin of unbelief, or the sin of idolatry. Do not walk in that way. If you haven't given your life to Christ, please do so, so that you can benefit, because these promises are for those who have subscribed and taken the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So if you are watching me and say, how do I tap into this? How do I get these things that Christ have done? Give your life to Christ. Read the word of God. Start praying and believing God. The Lord can turn your situation around. And if it tarries, wait for it. It will only be for a time. God is able to heal. And he's still doing so today. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.